It's time for today's daily devotional, and today we're talking about finding your tribe, how iron sharpens iron. Our scripture comes from Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And you know how that old saying goes, show me your friends and I'll show you your future, because the people we spend the most time with will either build us up or they'll wear us down. And that's why it's so important to know who your people are and to make sure they're people who sharpen and not dull your faith. Have you ever tried to cut something with a dull knife? I did that last weekend, had to get the knife sharpener out. It's frustrating and it's dangerous, and you'll end up pressing harder, working longer, and still making a mess. The same is true in our spiritual lives. When you surround yourself with people who are dull in their faith, their words, or their attitudes, you'll find yourself drained and struggling to stay sharp. But when you surround yourself with iron friends, those who love the Lord, they speak the truth in love and the call you hire, well, you begin to grow stronger, because these are the friends who won't let you settle for, you know, just whatever. They challenge your excuses, they pray over your problems, and remind you of God's promises. We need people who will tell us, hey, I think you're better than that, right? Friends who just don't agree with you because they know that's what you want to hear, they actually tell you the truth. Iron sharpening iron isn't comfortable, but it's always productive. Sparks fly when metal hits metal, but those sparks are what make both pieces sharper. And think about it. Think about Jesus and his disciples. They didn't always see eye to eye, and they didn't always get along, but they grew together, they challenged one another, and they ultimately changed the world together. And that's what happens when you surround yourself with people who sharpen you instead of dulling you out. So today, take inventory. Who are the iron people in your world? Who in your circle is pushing you closer to God rather than pulling you away? And who speaks life when you're ready to quit? And just important, are you being the kind of person that's needed for somebody else? Are you their iron person? As we go to you in prayer today, Lord, thank you for the people who make me better. Help us to just understand and recognize the ones who sharpen our spirit and encourage us to grow. And teach us all to be the same kind of friend, one who lifts others up and points them towards you. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.